We welcome Julie Busso to the show, chef, cook, and recipe writer. She's the woman behind Shared Kitchen, where you can find all sorts of recipes. And Julie, hello to you. How's your bubble?
Hi there. It's small. I'm one of three, and I'm not in my usual neck of the woods. I'm down on the Wairarapa because I sold my house on Waiheke at the end of January, and my plan was to travel around a wee bit and, you know, catch up with a lot of family and friends. And here I was with my brother and partner when things took a turn that probably none of us really anticipated.
Yes, I'm sure you're not personally celebrating out loud, Julie, but pretty good time to be cashing up, end of January 2020, I would say. So congratulations on that. And I guess just the downside is, though, that you find yourself a little bit homeless, but you're being welcomed by family.
Yeah, totally homeless. It's a very strange thing, actually, at this time of my life to think, well, if I do go back to Auckland, you know, what will I do? So here is a good choice because it's a lovely rural setting and very different life to what I'm used to leading. And I wake up every morning and I see those beautiful Tararua mountains, and I've got chickens outside and figs on the tree and all sorts of gorgeousness, and I do consider myself very, very lucky.
Yeah, and in fact, I quite like those cold Wairarapa mornings. There's something really special and still.
Yeah.
You won't be minding the temperature coming down.
No, it's a very different thing because you can get those beautiful blue skies, but then, boy, there's, you know, it drops down at night. And at the moment, of course, it's just going into that misty morning kind of time of year. So field mushrooms are just popping up everywhere, so we've got heaps of mushrooms, which are great. But it's in a way, it's quite sad, Jessie, because usually here, my brother and sister-in-law would put the excess produce just out on a table in front of their place, and people just pop by and pick it up. But you sort of you can't really do that anymore because you can't have people popping by. So and I'm sure there's a lot of rural people like that as well who have got plenty and they can't share it, and that's a bit of a downside of the situation. But it's we just find we do a lot of cooking and make things to go in the freezer.
Julie, happy birthday for Sunday.
Oh, thank you. So kind, a lockdown birthday.
I mentioned that we had a recipe for people who are a bit sick of beans, and Leanne in Carterton, not far from you, says, Jessie, please stop discouraging people from eating beans. Personally, I love them, so please rethink your offhand comments about an important food full of goodness and cheap to buy. I can reassure Leanne, we have been eating plenty of beans in this house and we've been loving them, but it's okay to occasionally crave something different, Julie.
Oh, absolutely. And look, anyone who goes on to my website, Shared Kitchen, will just see there are so many recipes for canned beans, dried beans, chickpeas, lentils, everything. But because it was kind of coming up to my birthday, but that was one thing. But what really got me was last night my daughter, who is in Auckland, sent me a little video that she'd made of cooking a chicken with mustard and bay leaf. And it's in an old, she was doing an old Le Creuset, you know, those orange casseroles that I've actually had for 40-odd years. And when I saw that and I could just, you know, remember all the meals, that the family meals that had been cooked in that. And man, I just felt so nostalgic and I just really missed my family. And it was just one of those things that just kind of hit me and I thought,
totally get that.
I've got to.
And there aren't many dishes with the power of roast chicken to make you feel that nostalgia.
That's right. It really is. It is one of those things. And I wanted to kind of be there and I wanted to eat it, and I thought, well, maybe that's something I might be able to do. I haven't been to a supermarket since before lockdown, so maybe if I do go, there might be a chook. There might not be, but
hopefully. And speaking of, you know, loving food and hating waste, you can't do much better than a whole chicken because you're not wasting any little part of it, and then afterwards, probably, I don't know if you're this sort or not, I suspect you probably are, keep the bones and boil them up and maybe make something else, possibly including beans.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what my daughter Ilaria has just done. Leftovers for lovely chicken sandwiches, and then the bones and the rest of the bits boiling that up and using that for a risotto this evening. So you really can get, you know, good use of every part of a chicken. So, yeah, I thought that that was a good starting point for today, and but that is not, as you said, a put down for beans. Honestly, every time you go out, you see people are buying lots of those things in the weeks before lockdown. So they are great standby ingredients. But, you know, if you're just looking for a little change or something, then maybe a roast chicken is a lovely thing to do.
Yes, and I would say I'm supportive of the essential services that have been left open and the ones that have been closed. I'm a little bit personally disappointed about butchers, but I suppose if you let the butchers open, then you let the greengrocers open, and then that's a whole another category. So good luck to people finding a whole chicken. For those who have one in their freezer already, what do you suggest we do with it, Julie?
Yeah, and if it is a frozen chicken, the safest way to thaw that is slowly in the fridge overnight. Maybe you start it off at room temperature for 2 hours because that'll help it thaw more quickly. Then in the fridge overnight and, you know, thaw it that way. And you won't have as much moisture loss, so your meat will be more juicy and tender, and it's a much safer way to do it. So none of that sticking it in a sink of really hot water, you know, that old way. Anyway, let's say that we've got a chicken, medium size, you know, 1.4 kg, but I think given the circumstances, any size will do. Now, if you can have fresh bay leaves, but if you don't, you'll just adjust that and you'll use the bay leaves that you've got in your pantry. Likewise with some herbs, if you do have some fresh thyme, that would be great. If you don't, maybe some dried tarragon, they're both really good with chicken. So the important thing with the chicken is just have a look inside the cavity. If there are any lumps of fat, pull those off, get rid of them. Tie the legs together with a piece of string if you can, because that helps keep some moisture inside the chicken and that'll make it more tender. You could put a bay leaf, a little sprig of herb inside the cavity as well, just to get some flavour coming out of there as it cooks. And here's what you do. So it's kind of like this is a pot roast. It doesn't go in the oven, although I can tell you quickly at the end how to do it if you don't have the right dish.
Yeah.
So you want to have a good, you know, heavy base kind of casserole that can go over your element, and you brown the chicken in butter. And you've got to do this really slowly, and it takes about 20 minutes. And you turn it, you know, first you're doing it on its back, then on its side, then on its breast, and then on the other side.
Because can I say too, Julie, that I think recipe writers over and over again underplay how long it takes to brown something. Have you ever been doing a meat casserole and it says brown the beef in batches and put them in the stock pot like it's a kind of a 30-second or 2-minute job?
Exactly, and you find 30 minutes later you're running on, you know, halfway through browning the meat. Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's one of those things, just allow the time, don't hurry it, because especially with this chicken, because if your heat's too high, your butter will burn and you've lost that lovely flavour that you get from browning the chicken in butter, which is the whole point of it. So also because it adds to the appearance of the chicken after as well. So it doesn't.
Yeah, I just think I love how you've said allow 20 to 25 minutes. It just makes you relax and accept that for about half an hour of your life you're going to be browning this chicken.
Yeah, and you're going to be filling the kitchen with this most amazing smell, so that's not bad either. once you've got your chicken, you know, beautifully browned, salt and pepper, of course, really important, and then you finish with it or position it with the breast uppermost, you know, on top, and then have some garlic. If you've got enough garlic, you can have a whole head of garlic just peeled and put that around the chicken. Let that brown a wee bit. Add some bay leaves and, you know, a bit of thyme or a bit of tarragon. Then have some mustard. And I love the creamy Dijonais mustard if you've got that. If you don't, whatever mustard you've got is, you know, good. 2 tablespoons. Spread it over as evenly as you can. The mustard will catch some of the heat and help colour the chicken as well. But, of course, it flavours it. Also, it makes it tender. So spread the mustard over. Then if you do have some wine, you can add half a cup. Don't pour it over the top, or you just wash the mustard off. pour it around the chicken. So it's half a cup and half a cup of chicken stock. Don't want to use wine or don't have wine, then make it all stock. No stock, just use water. You'll still get good flavour. And then you put a lid on, and you really want that just to come up to a very little bubble, and then you turn that heat right down to really low so it cooks very gently. And it'll take about 1 hour, 20 minutes. You've browned it, so that started it heating and started it cooking, but you're still going to need well over an hour. Jesse, that when you have a look at the leg and you wriggle it, it should feel loose in the little ball and socket joint.
Yeah.
Then you know you've got your legs, which is the thickest part, cooked right through. And it should be so tender that it falls off the bone when you serve it. It's really quite delicious.
Yeah, and it is so hard, I would say almost impossible without brining or doing some other little trick to get a chicken to cook evenly in the oven. However, is this a bit of a sneaky trick to do exactly that?
Well, yes, because, I mean, it's got a lid on, so it's a pot roast as opposed to a dry roast or a bake. So you've got plenty of moisture that you've kept in there.
But it's still brown.
And that's important. So that mustard and that browning is crucial. Otherwise, it'll just look like a boiled chicken, which is not what you want. But listen, if you don't have one like a heavy base casserole, and you've got a casserole that won't go over the element, well, what you do, you brown it in a frying pan, same thing, nice and gently, really, slow heat. Then you transfer it to your casserole with all the bits and bobs. You brown the garlic, pour all that over in your wine, etc. Then you cook it in a gentle oven with a lid on, same thing, but just that you're controlling that heat, and that's an option if you don't have a casserole that goes over the element. A lot of people don't, so you can still do the fish, but in the oven.
Beautiful. Hey, but I love your pot roast technique, and then at the end you just carve it up and serve it with, what would you have with this? Is it a green salad or something, maybe a slice of bread?
I would say whatever vegetables you happen to have, and if you don't have anything fresh and you've got a can of lentils, great. If you've got carrots, if you've got potatoes, a good mash, if you've got broccoli. You won't be buying a cauliflower, I'm sure, at $10 or $12 a pop. But, whatever, still with anything you happen to have growing, great. Or whatever it is that you stored up before, from your last shopping.
Perfect.
Which is probably going to be things like, carrots, parsnips, that kind of thing. Yeah, all good.
Julie, a great recipe, one of my favourites of yours. There are more of Julie Busso's recipes on sharedkitchen.com, isn't it? Or .com or .co?
.co.nz.
Great, thank you. And you can actually join up to Julie's newsletter and get some great culinary ideas on a weekly basis. Have a great day on Sunday. Love to chat to you.
Excellent. Thanks, Jesse. Take care.